Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the May 8th, 2008 edition of Rebel Guard Radio. This episode of Rebel Guard is brought to you by our sponsor. First off, that would be WrestleWarehouse.com. If you need wrestling DVDs, lucha masks, t-shirts, pretty much anything, Jeff can take care of you there. Once again, that would be WrestleWarehouse.com. And tell them that KZ from Rebel Guard Radio sent you. And the other sponsor for this show is FogCityWrestling.com up here in the San Francisco Bay Area. They have a show coming up. They'll be debuting on July 5th at the Kezar Auditorium in San Francisco, which is a pretty big deal. They're bringing in some talent. They have Rikishi booked for sure. Eric Cannon from the Midwest is going to stop here on his way home from Dragon Gate. So, yeah, that looks to be fun. I do have Supreme on hold. Hang on for just a minute, brother. I'm going to make another announcement real quick. Congratulations go out to Mr. and Mrs. Scrap Iron Adam Pierce. Adam's wife last night gave birth to young Jacob John Pierce, 8 pounds, 6 ounces, at 8:11 p.m. last night. Congratulations, Scrap Daddy. That's hopefully, you know, things went well and the question is, are you going to take the weekend off and spend it with the baby, or are you going to go out and defend that title? Well, that's a question. All right. Now, our first guest of the evening for XPW Showcase show number 4 is Supreme. What's going on, brother? How you doing?
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, man. I'm getting to the point where I'm tired of saying the word XPW.
That's nice, though, isn't it?
It is sweet, but you know what? We're going to jump right in. Kleinrock and the boys at Big Vision, they're not fucking around. They signed you and Necro in a death match, so that's going to be the match that I don't know if it'll pop the house, but it will definitely pop DVD sales.
Well, and just to let you know that it's not really a signed match. They XPW doesn't want this match, but it's going to go on. No matter what, it's gonna be a match, and it's on. You know, they have no say in it, but I mean, don't give those guys credits because you know they didn't want it. They wanted me with someone with an XPW, but then like have you seen the promo before? No one you know wanted to face me in a death match. You know, all the XPW, especially you know this reunion that's going on. All these guys, it's like, oh, XPW, yeah, woo. But you know what? They didn't want to face me in a death match. They forgot that in XPW, you have barbed wire in the writing. I mean, everybody's forgotten that. I don't know what they're thinking coming to these shows, or coming to this show, like these guys going to be in the battle royal, those guys doing whatever, everybody that's in the matches. It's like, yeah, they're going to face somebody, but you know what? There's quite a few of us that remember what XPW is all about, and we're going to teach whoever we're fighting what it's all about.
I have one word for you, brother, and you need to continuously repeat this word to Mr. Kleinrock and those that are in charge, percentage. Percentage.
Percentage.
Because that match is going to, you know, like I said, it's not going to pop the house, but it's going to pop the it's going to pop the DVD sales. It's awesome. It's awesome. I am so glad you guys are, you know, getting the band back together and going to do it again, brother. You know, there isn't any hardcore here in California. We got everything else. We just don't have any hardcore.
Yeah, it kind of died out. It's like no one wants it anymore. I mean, I bet you the fans really do want it. And I kind of disagree with you. I think at the house it's going to pop big time. I think it's going to pop big time because XPW fans, I mean, we're getting real XPW fans coming to shows. All these other indie shows, you know, running out locally, you know, the regular XPW fans don't go to that because that ain't shit to them. You know what I mean? It's like they're going to come to an XPW show because they know what to expect.
I was talking about as far as drawing, money-wise.
Oh, yeah.
Because, it was announced late.
Yeah.
Okay? So it's not gonna. You're not gonna pack the building because of you and Necro. That's what I meant. The pre-sales were really doing really well before they announced that, and you know that you guys are gonna pack them in, man. They're gonna be swinging from the rafters, which is great for you guys. Now I'm gonna say it again. I've been saying it for weeks now since XPW has announced this. I have the feeling that this is going to be a test run. They're going to film the show, release it on DVD, give it 6 months to see how sales work, and I have the feeling that you guys are going to be doing this every 3 months.
If like you said, if it goes well, I mean, no one's talked about it yet, but if it goes well, it's like, how could it not be? It's inevitable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's going to have to happen, and I really feel that it will. You know, it's like, because when I'm going to go out there, and you know what, I want to go on right now because, yeah, I'm going to have a death match with Necro Butcher, but you know what, I want to thank him for accepting my challenge because no one else in XPW had the balls to do it. Nobody else, indie wrestlers, wherever, had the opportunity, had the balls to step up. But Necro Butcher, and you know what, last time I did your radio show, you mentioned that match.
Yes, I did.
You kind of put that up in my head, and I'm like, when he responded, I was like, you're fucking right on. Because
it's
he did.
Match.
And it's like, you know, he's the one that stepped up. It's not like, you know, anybody else had an opportunity to step up and say, I want to be in that match. He stepped up, and you know what? I think if anybody else did step up too, I don't think I would put everybody else down and I would accepted him. Because it's Necro Butcher, and like you said, the fans want to see this, and I'm going to give the fans what they want. And I always did that. In my whole career, I've always given the fans what they want to see.
It's money. It's money. If you're a deathmatch fan, that this is one of the few that are left. There aren't many, but this is one of the few dream matches. And I will put Dylan or Necro up there in the same class as you, as that you tend to tell more of a story in there as opposed to just doing the sick shit. How can I put this? It's going to be a very well-written story when you guys are in there, and I can't explain it anymore just because of I know of Necro's work very closely and yours as well, and it's something different where I have the feeling that you guys are going to channel Onita and Godo from 89 and tell that FMW type story in there, and please don't make me beg. I miss it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
As opposed to, you know, the CZW stuff where they just do all this gimmick stuff and everything.
Well, I'm going to promise you right now, this is not going to be a East Coast style death match. It's going to be an XPW style death match. It's going to be where it means something. It's going to be a match where if you take everything out, it's still a match. It's going to be a real, you know, it's going to be a real match. It's going to be brutal as hell. It's going to be gory as fuck, but it's going to be a match.
It's all good, man. Just make sure you have something to take after you're done. And
my best thing is my wife's a nurse, so it's like whenever I'm all said and done, and I'm all, you know, opened up and bloodied up, it's like I have someone to take care of me. So I have a little cheat there. So.
And you can get away with out here in California. You can get away with Necro's favorite painkiller. It's for medicinal purposes, and it is. Yep, it's just about 4:20. So, how are you contacted about getting back together and doing this show?
Well, they brought it up, and then, you know, I was one of the first people they brought it up to, and they said, you know, whoever I wanted to work with, I said a couple of people, they weren't available, a couple of people didn't want to do it, and then, you know, basically I got pissed off. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
This is XPW, isn't it? What do you mean they don't want to do a death match? And back in the day when they gave you a call, you got off the plane, it's like, oh, yeah, you're driving to the place. Oh, yeah, you're doing a death match tonight. You had no say in it. That's what XPW is. XPW is badass. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, it's fuck you. You're going to do what we tell you to do. That's why we have the craziest people. That's why we have the New Jacks. That's why Terry Funk keeps coming back. You know what I mean? That's why Sabu's here. That's why we have the Sandmans, because it's a crazy-ass promotion.
Now, have you seen the venue?
No, I haven't.
I haven't heard anything about the venue. To be honest, I haven't done a lot of research on it. I mean, I could probably go out and get a floor plan or whatever, but I was just kind of curious to see, first off, how many it held as far as being able to hold for a show, and also, you know, logistics. Is there a stage? Is there a balcony? You know, I want to see where New Jack's going to buy from.
I don't know. You're going with the New Jack plan, man. Yeah, I'm not totally sure about all that. I know that it holds about maybe 1,000 people, something like that. They want to keep it tight and like, you know, a typical old XPW type show. And the thing that they do bring up to me, it's like the old Birmingham when we used to wrestle at the high school, and which was the best place I feel that XPW ran, because it was so tight, it was so there, and that's the fans were all right there. That was always the best, and they're comparing it to that.
Okay, good. Good. The more intimate, the better, you know, for everybody. You know,
yeah,
you
definitely.
Guys will get to feel the fans, and, you know, obviously the fans will have to wipe blood off of their shirts and whatever. But
Move out of the way when they need to move out of the way.
Exactly. So when you agreed, you know, when you came on board to do the show, who did you – okay, people said that they didn't want to do the match with you or whatnot. You don't have to marry anybody, but who were you thinking of putting in there?
My main person I wanted would have been Chaos, because we never finished the time when I got burnt, when they put me on fire. Never finished that. Never, that story was never ended. But they had him booked in another match. He didn't back out for me. He had, like, they already booked his match. You know, they're already in talks doing it. But that match ended up, it was funny because that match got canceled, you know, because originally he was supposed to work X-Pot.
Right.
That match got canceled, and then they already kind of, like, were in the works working me. Then we were thinking maybe doing that, and then he challenged Vampiro, and then that one kind of worked out.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I was thinking I really wanted Nicho Psychosis, but he's booked that weekend in Mexico. I wanted Damien, and he's booked. And then it kind of dwindled down, and then there's a couple of guys that I mentioned, but they actually, you know, they just said, no, we don't do that match. Like you said, if you want me to name them, I'll name them, but I won't name them unless you really ask me to name them.
Would you please?
Well, Nasawa said no. That'll be the only one I'll say that said no. Nasawa said no, and that really disappointed me, because I always respected Nasawa. I liked the match that he had with Webb, and I felt that I would have had a good match with him. But he's like, you know, he said, no, I don't do death matches anymore. That's what he told, I guess, Kevin or whoever it was.
He does work for All Japan Pro Wrestling. So, okay, we'll give him a pass. No problem. How about Kikotaro or Ebison, whichever you want to call him, the little comedy guy? I would have loved to seen him get thrown through a barbed wire table.
That never really crossed my mind.
As the Kikotaro character, I mean, he's
was he in XPW?
Yes.
That was the guy he used to team up with before, right?
Right. And this was before he did the comedy stuff. So he was, you know, he did the hardcore shit before the comedy, and then he was like, okay, I'm breaking down, so I'm gonna do the comedy stuff, and now he's perfected it. So, but I would love to see that, a comedy death match.
I don't know if I'd want to be part of the comedy death match. I mean, I, to be honest, I'm happy. I'm kind of happy that everyone kind of bitched out or couldn't do it. The ones that couldn't do it didn't do it. The ones that bitched out, because I'm really happy with the match that I have now.
Mm-hmm.
When I did that open challenge, and to be honest, who else in XPW could have given an open challenge and told XPW, is like, you know, yeah, everyone has to be alumni. And I basically said, fuck that. Alumni don't want to work me. fuck it, I'm going to pull somebody in. I'm letting someone into XPW. And basically, that's what I'm doing right now. I'm getting a Necro Butcher inside XPW. Not because we're the best of friends, not because he's my buddy, just because we want to beat each other up. And I think for the fans, that will be the best match right now. And I'm like, I'm really happy. Even with the matches I thought before, other than the Chaos one, that this match would probably be, you know, better than any of the other ones that I was trying to get put together.
Okay. So Vampiro is confirmed to work Chaos. Question is, will Vampiro show up? That's the question. I really hope he does, because that match has the chance. That's the sleeper that could be the match of the night. If there's no question about Chaos.
Mm-hmm.
Chaos always brings his game. It's about if Vamp wants to bring his working shoes. You know, if he does, you know, they can tear it down.
And that's really just what you said. That's if he shows up. If he shows up, he has no saying about putting on his working shoes. Once you get in the ring with Chaos, that's why I love working Chaos. You get in the ring, it's like you have no choice about putting your 110% in there. You know, you have no choice in that. If you do not put 110%, you're getting your ass beat. You're getting your ass handed to you. And that's definite.
Well, yeah. Chaos has definitely been stirring things up for friends of mine down there in San Diego. You know, this guy, you know, I was down there in March, and I went to the New Wave show, and he was supposed to defend his title against SoCal Crazy. And I understand that in this business you do get hurt. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I was a little disappointed. I didn't get to see him wrestle. And,
see, but, I mean, there's not many wrestlers you go out and see, and if you do not see them, if they come out and they do it like, you know, a little snow job going on and you don't see the match or whatever, you know what I mean? There's not many that you go out there, you're like, fuck, I didn't get to see him. And this is one of the wrestlers that you do. You know what I mean? It's like there's other wrestlers on that card that if they would have been hurt, or any card down the line, they would have been hurt, and then you're like, whatever. But that's one of the ones that you want to see every time you see he's on that, you know, on the card. You definitely want to see that match.
Yeah. Okay, well, last week, I had Angel, the Hardcore Homo, in the first hour, and the second hour, I had GQ Money. Now they're gonna do their thing. Now I want you to pick a winner for me, since you have history with both of them.
Okay, I'd have to go hands down Angel. I've actually wrestled him. I just remember GQ as being a manager. I mean, Angel, you know, he almost beat me a few times. I mean, seriously, you know, we had a great death matches. We'd had great matches going down the line there. But, you know, GQ, I think it's a little too much for him. Maybe he might surprise some people. Maybe he's been training out there. But I really have a feeling he's going to get his ass handed to him by the hardcore homo.
Hey, he's good, man.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
He's really, really good. I want to try to get him up here to do a lucha show or two, because I want to see him do the over the top gay lucha comedy stuff.
That's a whole different ballgame right there.
Well, you know, he told me, he's all, I'm happy doing the comedy shit. I'm not killing myself. I was like, yeah, you just added 10 years to your career, brother. You know, and I mean, even when he wasn't doing the comedy shit, you know, he still had that comedy type edge, and it was really, really funny. And mm-hmm. You know, he never really got the respect that I think he deserved as a worker. He is just
That was totally based on his antics, right? I mean, like you said, he's a good worker, but the way he acted, people always took to heart the way he acted, and then like, you know, they didn't even think about his wrestling. He's a great wrestler. I mean, if he was just doing the gay antics with me and stuff, he wouldn't have gotten too far. But, I mean, he almost pinned me a few times. And, you know, it's like, I'm happy to say he's never had so far. But, you know what I mean? It's like he has put up great, great fights.
Yeah, he could take a beating, that's for sure.
Then he could wrestle his ass off, too.
That could be a could be a technical, you know, well, this is their fifth match, so that's it. This is the rubber match. So I think it, well, I'm just going to end up with like a draw or a double pin or something. But, you know, I'm not the booker. Excuse me. Okay, so tell me about the Santino Brothers Wrestling Academy.
Oh, my God, that is great. This is, it's like a, you know, I've been kind of bummed out lately.
We were talking about Angel, so, you know.
What was
so
that?
I did bring up Angel when, and Chaos and Supreme. That's three out of the four. Mm. I just didn't bring up Mongol. But
Mongol,
so,
yeah.
So tell me about your school.
Well, it's Chaos' school. He started it. And the real big part is like, it's funny because Chaos thought I was just going to come and maybe train every now and then, help be a guest trainer. But the thing is, I put my 12-year-old son in it, Kano. He's wrestling, you know, he's training to be a wrestler. And then well, if he's in there, I got to go there every week. I'm there every time. I'm not definitely on him, but so I'm helping out the class every week. So I'm just basically a guest trainer. As long as he goes, Chaos is teaching him, and we're all teaching him. And their students are awesome. They're so respectful. All the students in the Santino Brothers Wrestling Academy, they're respectful. You know, the ones that are staying in the class, I mean, we've already weeded some out. You know, people can't hang already. I mean, it's a different school. I mean, imagine, you see our wrestling. Imagine if we're training. Yeah, and then we're showing them aspects because people think, oh, Supreme's just this deathmatch guy. But when I get technical with you, they're like, damn. You know what I mean? It's like we're going to pull out stuff, and it's like, you know, we're going to teach you how to wrestle in every aspect. We're going to teach you what not to do. We're going to teach you what to do, even in the business end of it. That's what I really like what Chaos is doing with it. He's going to teach you every single thing you need to know to become a professional wrestler, to get out there and start wrestling, not to go out there and wrestle for a torta, you know, because, I mean, people do that. And, you know, that, I think that's ruining the business. You go out there, you wrestle, and you get paid for what you're doing. I mean, that's how you're a professional wrestler. But, like, you're going to learn everything. You're going to learn how to shoot. You're going to learn how to wrestle. You're going to learn every aspect of it. It's a good thing.
So are there any students that are ready to, you know, jump out of the nest and go on to careers? Do you have anybody about ready to break in?
I mean, we see a couple of students that are heading that way, but, I mean, it started, like, earlier this year. Mm-hmm. So it's not like, it, you know, I mean, they're all pretty new still. But, you know, given a little bit of time, there's quite a few students in there that are going to, you know, next time I do this show, the radio show, I'll probably be able to put the names out there, but I won't say the name, and then maybe it'll not work out, or you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And I don't want to get anybody too cocky out there.
Oh, of course not. Of course not. They have plenty of time for that. The egos will grow soon enough.
And but all honesty, if they go through the school and they learn everything they need to learn from us, you are not going to have that ego.
Now, do the students also get the benefit of your connections as far as promoters that you know or that, you know, that Chaos has worked with or whatnot? In other words, if they go through your class, this is their proving ground. They've earned the right to have your name attached to them as far as, hey, who trained you? I was trained at Santino Brothers.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. The thing is, with this school, the way we are building it up for it is, like, it's going to be a big family. It's going to be, like, we're actually thinking about, like, if some of the workers, once the students start going out there and start wrestling, we're going to go out there with them. If they want us to come out there, we're going to actually go out to the ring with them. We'll definitely go to the show with them. We'll go, you know, we'll do it old, you know, UFC style where we all go to the ring with them. We'll do stuff like that. We will support whoever's ready and whoever's passed the class and whoever's good enough to go out there. We will support them. And you know what? I think everybody that's in class now, that's going to happen to everybody in there.
So where's the school located?
It's located in Norwalk. I'm not exactly sure the address because I'm always driven there. I'm like, I'm just sitting in the car. I get out and I go train. That's it.
It's in Norwalk, though, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Chaos has on his site about a bunch of banners and stuff like that, and you could always look that up. If you go to his MySpace, and they have another site too. I think he's later on the show, and he'll explain more on it if you ask him that question.
Cool. But it's out. So Norwalk is, I'm not so good with geography. Is it north of LA?
It's it's adjacent, like kind of side. Because based on Hollywood, it would be like maybe 20, 30 minutes away from Hollywood. That's all
say
is based from Hollywood where it's at.
Okay. You can get there, get to the website would be SantinoBros.net.
Yeah.
That's it.
Is that what it is? It's .net?
Yeah.
Okay.
.net.
See, you know more than me. You do your homework.
No. I'm going to be honest. I am on Chaos's MySpace page, so.
Okay.
I'm not that good, dude.
Okay.
I don't work out any spots ahead of time. But horrible. Okay, so we have the show coming on the 24th. Do you have any bookings before? Are you doing any shots before, or?
No, I'm basically trying to save myself for it. I'm gonna have a couple of things I actually canceled, but I'm gonna save myself for this, and I'm really looking forward to this. I mean, because out of everything like that I've ever done, XPW really blew me up. They put me on the map the way I am, and they respected me, and they just nourished my type of wrestling, and it worked perfect. We were like, to me and XPW were like soulmates. You know what I mean? It's just like XPW, and like when they told me they were going to do the show, I'm like, I'm on it, and I'll do whatever you guys want me to do. Just because of the name XPW, I know if a fan goes XPW, I do know that they think Supreme. They think, well, the type of matches that I have. And then, that's what I want to do. I want to satisfy my fans. I don't want to let them down. If they're going to do an XPW show, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to do what they remember me doing. And that, the only thing kind of close to that I have recently is when I go to Mexico and NGX in Monterrey, Mexico. They're great. They're great. Like even the workers, they're all great XPW fans. They remember me from there, and they have the respect from that. And their entire show is just like basically glorified my matches. It's just like everyone's doing death matches. They're high flying, and it's like every match. Like I said, my matches, you take out the death match implements, it's a good match, and that's how every match in NGX is. You take all the barbed wire and stuff out, they have great matches. They're high-flying kids. They're, they could wrestle. They could grapple. They're everything. So, I mean, other than XPW, what I have going now, that is my favorite thing.
How often do you go down to Monterrey?
Last year I went kind of the most. I went maybe about 6 times. Me and Chaos end up, we won the tag team titles out there, so we're the NGX tag team champions. But, yeah, I mean, I love it. I mean, when they bring me out, it's, like, just good times. I go out, I hang out with all the wrestlers. Like, I hang out with all the wrestlers on the show. They're great guys. I love it. Just respectful. You don't get that too many times working on shows locally. Everyone's respectful and... it's like I try to be respectful for my elders and stuff like that, and people have been there for a long time, but you don't get that from the younger guys too much.
The philosophy and the working style of NGX has spread. It's spread into AAA. You have Lighter, Extreme Tiger, Crazy Boy. Those maniacs are working for AAA, which is one of the few reasons now why I watch AAA, because those guys are just nuts. Well, that and the Psycho Circus. But, those guys are pretty cool, too. have you gotten any feelers from any other companies down there to go down and work for? Or?
Damien was trying to hook me up with something, but I just don't know how much my style works with out there. I don't know. It's just I'm really, really – I don't know if I want to go on the record. I'm just really anti-lucha. And I like NGX because we do a good style and stuff. I just don't like, you understand why I say it, certain aspects of Lucha where they're just kind of, when they run by each other and stuff like that, I just don't agree with it. I just really agree with wrestling. It's physical. It's you go out there and you really, fill out your opponent. You really, you just feel it, and it's just really wrestling. It's like there's an opportunity where it might turn into a shoot. It's an opportunity where you have to hook somebody, It's just, I don't know. But out there, it's not too much like that.
So, do you work many indies at all, in your area?
No.
At all or nothing?
No, I don't. A lot of people. No one wants to use me. It's funny because I remember going to NGX and they bring me out and they treat me well. And I was telling Damien, he was asking about certain local shows out here. And he goes, oh, someone asked me to do this show. It's like, what do you think? I go, I don't know. I never did it. He's like, you didn't do that show? I was like, no. He goes, well, what shows do you do? I go, people don't use me out in L.A. that much. And he's like, what? Like, he was, like, all surprised that it is. Like, because, bringing me NGX was, Damien was the main person that brought me out there. Mm-hmm. And it's like, he totally respects my wrestling. He respects everything I do. But out here, you kind of got pigeon-toed because of doing the XPW stuff. Because back in the day, everyone hated XPW. So it's like now that XPW is gone, it's like, well, I don't want to use you. Like how you said, how the hardcore stuff and the crazy stuff's no longer around out here, right?
Yeah.
But everyone does want to see it. And I guarantee you, if you go out there and do shows, it's like, I remember doing AWS shows. And we're doing stuff, and we had a feud. Me and Chaos had a feud where I was with the Santino brothers, Chaos and Mongo. We had a feud with Messiah, Flash, and Wifebeater. Fans loved it. Fans showed up to those shows. I don't want to be cocky or anything, but the fans showed up to those shows. We stopped doing the shows, and it's like, it's like they do whatever, and then they don't really do the hardcore. And when they do the hardcore, it's like it's not, it's like generic hardcore. But no one will ever give you recognition of what you accomplished, of what you did, just based on the fact that I was with XPW, and, I don't regret it because I do love what I did in XPW. I love what it did for me and the things that it opened up for me. Me being able to go to Japan, me, being in a video game, me going to Mexico and all that stuff. I mean, it did great for me, and I love it. I'd rather have done all that. Those are like accomplishing dreams to me other than doing, the local guys that have, heat with me just because I was in XPW.
I don't understand it. I mean, you're out there working. You never phoned it in. And you never heard anybody who didn't deserve it.
No, that's honest, though. If they didn't deserve it, I didn't do it. You know what I mean? And the thing is funny with that's the thing I... Well, go ahead.
I tried to keep a straight face, brother. I just couldn't, man.
And the thing I think is funny is like, okay, I'm going to work Necro Butcher. And he's known for being real stiff and really, whatever. And that's what I used to be known for, but no one wants to work me. But now finally I get to work with someone that's known the way I was, but everyone wants to work him. You know what I mean? It's like I just don't understand because you know what it is? The thing is, he didn't work XPW.
There you go. And I'm going to tell you one thing about Dylan. He does not believe in a working punch. Okay, that's all I'm telling you.
I could gauge mine where I could turn it off, and I don't have to work it either.
and I know quite a few guys who have been in there with him, and he's very safe and he takes care of people, with the exception of the punches. But that's him, so there's nothing you can do. But if you look back at him and watch tape or whatnot, it looks like he's killing people. But I would say he's a top 10 worker in the States just because he's making me feel like he's killing someone. And I can't wait to see the match. I'm like a fucking little kid, man. I'm like, yes, yes, yes. But let's get to another topic here. You mentioned Japan. How'd you get contacted to go, and what companies were you working for?
When I originally went, I went with FMW when it was still around. And the funny thing about that is, like, that was because that was totally based on the little run-in we had with ECW when they came out here locally in Los Angeles. They heard about that, and they brought me and Jimmy out. Me and Jimmy went out. We won their, I guess what it was, their hardcore tag team titles. Did a couple of pay-per-views there. Did one tour with Jimmy, did another tour with Pogo. And then a few years after that, I went back because of the video game that I was in, Backyard Wrestling 2. I went with Big Japan and worked, you know, a couple of weeks out there, mostly tagged with El Drunko. Good time. I always got to steal his beers. He'd give me the beer, and then he'd go wrestle all drunk, and then I don't think he was used to it because no one else drank as much as he did, and like I'd be drinking the beer, he'd come back and be down, it'd be gone.
Okay, so you've worked for FMW and you've worked for Big Japan. Now, both companies, they were drastically different as far as their death matches were concerned. Can you talk about the difference, and which one did you prefer?
The odd part about both of them is I was real disappointed that they never, neither company put me in a death match. And the company I was more comfortable with was FMW, because at least I did a lot of hardcore style matches. When I went to Big Japan, I had to do a lot of the matches that were based on the style of the workers that were out there. You know, it was based on them, and I worked around them. But when I did FMW, every match I kind of did was we worked together, and I did more, you know, we did the hardcore stuff. If we had to wrestle, like when I worked Jet El Ghetto, we'd wrestle. But then when I did tag teams with Mammoth Suzuki and God, I forgot his partner's name, but we'd do a lot of hardcore type matches. You know, and I really liked that. Those were really fun matches doing stuff like that. But I would have really loved to, and that would be the only reason I'd go back to Japan now is if someone promised me a death match out there.
Well, you never know. Big Japan may bring you back. Just don't mention Zandig, and it'll be okay. That's the curse. You mention that name, you're fucked. Yeah. Wow. Because both companies were drastically different. Big Japan tends to rely on the wacky gimmicks in the box and light tubes, which I'm really not a fan of the light tubes. It just doesn't make sense to me. But I love deathmatch wrestling, don't get me wrong. But I'm old school, brother. I go back to 89. I mean, FMW, Onita, that's deathmatch wrestling. Mm-hmm. And I love that style where they did more storytelling and whatnot as opposed to I can go through 200 tubes. Now, excuse me. If you were to go back and they said you can bring along a companion to go with you to work on the tour alongside you, who would it be and why?
That's the easiest question. I mean,
Chaos, but other than chaos.
Okay, but it would be Chaos because he's the best worker I know. He's my nephew. We're family, so that's the easiest question. Other than Chaos? See, now you just upped it because it was such an easy question. No, okay, other than Chaos, it would be, let me think about it. Yeah, definitely Carnage.
Yeah, Carnage.
He's a local wrestler out here. I helped train him. He's one of my best friends out here, but his style is like he'll do the death match, but he loves the old 80s, you know, the old tag team style. And we've been doing tag team here and there out here. We're called the Human Monsters. Well, we do like just basic, you know, beat the crap out of you stiff style, and you know, it's more of a stiff style combo with 80s wrestling.
Mm. Yeah, as far as you know, you and Chaos going over. When I thought of that question, the first thing that popped into my head was Abdullah Kobayashi, the big fat bald guy who looks like he's Japanese Abdullah, and Men's Tail. As a tag match, that would just be just so awesome. Kobayashi has the deathmatch stuff, and Men's Tail is just fucking a man's man as far as working is concerned. And I would love to see you guys go over there again.
I wrestled the Abdullah-looking... What was his name? The Abdullah-looking guy?
Kobayashi, the big guy. Yeah.
I wrestled him one time. He actually jacked up my ribs. He messed up my big Japan tour. It's like my ribs were like, you know, I think I cracked my ribs because he did a splash on me, you know, and he cracked my ribs and it's like messed up my entire tour. I mean, I wrestled the entire thing, but I was like blown up every match, you know, because my ribs were cracked.
No offense, brother, but one fat guy shouldn't give another fat guy a splash.
Exactly. I was going to say it, but I was faving myself on that one. But, you know, I don't blame you. You got to bring it up.
Well, I mean, come on now.
I'll brace up as much as I can, but a big old fat ass, jumping on a big old fat ass, you're going to get some crack ribs somewhere in there.
Something, either that or someone's bouncing, one or the other.
Yeah, he bounced and I cracked.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, other than that, was he stiff?
He wasn't too bad. He wasn't bad at all. I mean, the thing is, what I got out there, especially, you know, it was FMW and when I did out there, people did respect me when I was out there. You know, I'd work some guys, I wouldn't remember the names, so I couldn't roll on them. But I worked guys where they took pictures with me after the match because they worked me. You know what I mean? It's like you don't get that out. You know, certain places you get that out here, but you know, they're so respectful and they knew who I was. And then it's like when they worked me, there was like all total, like they're all respectful over it.
Well, it's an evolution. You know what I mean? It started in 89, and it's working its way up, and they continue to evolve. And
yeah,
you got to give that to them. I mean,
yeah. And the one thing with me is like when I went to FMW, the first time, and I remember we're on a boat going to one island to the next, and the bus just drove on the island, and Mammoth Suzuki, he came up to me, he told me, he goes, you're a Papa Hardcore, Papa Deathmatch. And so he kept calling me Papa Supreme because I was like, you know, the Papa, you know, I was the old, and I wasn't even that old back then. It's like, I was like, but I was older than he was, and they're all learning from what we did, and they learn from what they do, and it's just, like you said, and it's a perfect analogy. It's like everything evolved, you know, everything keeps evolving.
Yeah. It's Big Japan. I don't tell anybody, and I don't speak of it, but that's my guilty pleasure, is watching the Big Japan TV every week. That's my guilty pleasure, because I'm supposed to be, you know, the old school guy, you know, the guy who likes the technical shit, but that's my guilty pleasure. I love watching those guys just kill each other. But you know,
let me tell you my go-to pleasure. And I've just seen him recently on DVDs and especially on YouTube. I don't know his real name. I mean, I heard it, but I can't remember it. But he's known as, I guess, DDT. Do you know who I'm talking about?
DDT? Oh, the company DDT?
No, no, there's a wrestler out there. When I see it, it's like, you know, it just says it when you, you know, it says everything in Japanese. And then you see his
mm-hmm.
name, it says DDT.
Mm-hmm.
It's mm-hmm. one guy who he'll do a moonsault. The guy moves out of the way, he lands on his feet, and he does another moonsault, like a standing one.
Does he wear a mask?
No, he doesn't. And he actually wrestled the Briscoe brothers not too long ago, I think, in Japan.
Marufuji?
See, I don't know what his name is.
From Noah?
He's from Noah, but this guy
yeah,
is.
That's Marufuji.
Yeah, that guy is, to me, that guy is incredible.
Yeah, he's fun. It was really, really fun. And the match you were talking about was him and Sugiura defending the tag belts. And the finish was awesome because the Briscoes went for their springboard doomsday device, and
mm-hmm.
they hit it. And one Briscoe brother turns around to the crowd thinking that they won. But the guy, Marufuji, he turns it in the middle of the air into a rock bottom, pins
yeah.
the guy.
Yeah.
And then then the Briscoe brother turns around thinking he won the titles, and the other guy gets the pin. That was just the greatest finish ever.
Yeah, it was a great match, too. Yeah, it was a total, from beginning to end, it was a great match. But and that was the first time I've seen that, you know, what was his name again, the DDT one?
Marufuji.
Marufuji.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy, and I started watching him here and there after. But, yeah, he's really impressive.
Yeah, he's... and he can go with the big guys and the little guys, and you know, he even comes out here and works for Ring of Honor.
Oh, okay.
He comes to the States too, so yeah, he's an exceptional talent. Excuse me. Okay, so say you were to go on a tour of Japan for now, it's usually you'll go and, excuse me, if it's not for one of the large companies, you'll go for, say, Big Japan, and they don't run shows daily, and they're you know, you can hit a spot show from town to town or wherever. Now, were there anybody that you would like to go and work that you have seen over there?
Not really. I mean, maybe I'm really bad with the names. I don't want to be insultful, you know, or be disrespectful, but the one you said, the Abdullah-looking guy?
Abdullah Kobayashi.
Yeah, Kobayashi.
He's a monster.
Yeah, him, probably him. I think we could have some fun stuff going on out there.
While you were over there, did you get a chance to work with Jun Kasai? They call him the Crazy Monkey.
No, I didn't, no.
No, he's a little guy. He's short. He has spiked blonde hair and no front teeth. He's quite funny. And he's a nut because he
does wear glasses? Like, you put goggles on?
That might be him.
I remember working a guy when I did go out there. He had spiky blonde hair, but he had goggles on.
Yes, that's him. Yeah,
okay,
that's him.
And that was one of the ones that took pictures with me.
There you go. That's, you know, that's not a surprise that he would do that. Like I was saying,
he was really nice and real respectful, and I liked his work rate.
He's a nut because he does the deathmatch shit in just his little speedos. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah, definitely.
That's crazy. Speaking of the hardcore stuff, have you seen anything recently anywhere, you know, Japan, here, anything hardcore that is stuck in your mind?
Not really. I really don't watch I watch old wrestling. I don't watch any too much modern wrestling. Like, when I start seeing some of the stuff on, like what I just said, like the stuff with Noah, I start watching that on YouTube. Other than that, I just watch old stuff. I'll look up, like, you know, I'll always look up Road Warrior stuff, them and the Four Horsemen. I'll just, you know, I watch, you know, like Piper's DVDs and, you know, I have the Road Warrior DVDs, and I like old WCCW stuff. To me, that's what I watch, and I just, you know, I just go back to it, and I'm not too modernized on, you know, not being a jerk or anything, because I'm really impressed with it. But I think there's this a certain point in time when doing a lot of the XPW stuff, you just got tired of, you know, because we're like, you know, there's just always fighting with somebody and there's always heat with somebody. So I was like, you know, just forget it. I'm not going to watch, you know, I'll just, you know, stick with the old stuff and watch that where they don't have heat with me. But, you know, I should start watching stuff because I have no heat with anybody now. So.
And I think it was last month. In IWA Mid-South, outside of Chicago, Jimmy Jacobs, who's a skinny little guy, was in a barbed wire match with BJ Whitmer. And these two, they're not deathmatch workers at all. It's just that their feud has escalated so much that they ended up doing this. And it was just insane, the shit that they were doing. And BJ was wearing his regular gear. I mean, he was wearing, you know, the boots, the knee pads, and the little speedos. And I'm like, dude, you're going to go in the barbed wire with that? That's just insane. And what made the match stick out to me is that they're not deathmatch workers. This is BJ's second barbed wire match. His first one was with Necro Butcher. And it was just an insane match, but it meant something because it was, you know, it was the culmination of years between these two guys, and it was they weren't deathmatch workers. They were just going out there trying to kill each other, and it was just an insane match. And those that want to see this, you need to go out of your way, smartmarkvideo.com, cheap plug. support Ian Rotten's promotion. Support Deathmatch Wrestling. Support all indies. But, yeah, that's a match you need to get a hold of, and we'll see what we can do to help you with that. Okay, let me run down here. All righty, my next question for you, sir, is have you ever gotten a feeler from any of the bigger companies, TNA, WWE, or ROH, or something like that at all?
No, not at all.
No?
No one has any interest in me at all.
You make it sound like it's a bad thing.
No, I make it sound like it's a funny thing. I mean, it's like someone should at least have some kind of, you know, like you said, feelers. Hey, do you want to do this? It's like, I'll try. It's like, nah, I never got anything at all.
Wow. I'm really surprised that Zandig hasn't brought you out for the ultraviolent King of Death and the
And oh, okay, with him, with Zandig, I heard that he didn't want to use me because I called him a – someone said I called him a fat ass. You know, I seen a video of him. He's not that big, and I wouldn't call him a fat ass, so I don't know where that came from. And coming from me, you shouldn't get too offended anyways.
Exactly. Well, the way I see it, because I'm rather large. So, I mean, you know, a fat guy can call another guy fat. It's fine.
Yeah.
You can get away with it. It's not a problem. And you
but
know
the, all honesty, I don't remember, because when I did a promo in XPW in Philadelphia, and I just felt CZW was kind of silly trying to stop us from doing the deathmatch stuff when it was really affecting my matches only. And with CZW, that it affected their entire show at the time. And so I kind of brought that up, but I don't remember ever calling him a fat ass. Because I never, you know, I seen footage of him, and I don't think he's a fat ass. I don't think he's a big guy. I mean, he's not my boat. I don't put him here. So, but someone told me, he's like, oh yeah, he doesn't want to use you because you called him a fat ass one time. I'm like, what? Besides, first of all, it was a little wrestling, promo. Then, and second, he's not even that big. What is he all self conscious about?
Well, you know, you're not missing much, brother. Okay, you are not missing much. I wouldn't go out to work for the guy. Just. I don't like the way he does business, and you know, but business is business. But he's just not, you know, not worth the.
Well, like I said, like if you're gonna get bummed out about getting called that, if I did say it, you have no business running a business. You know what I mean? It's like I'm probably definitely now. I'm just hammering the nail in the coffin, but that was years ago, and I don't give a shit anymore. So.
It's
you know, if you're, all right, if you're going to get offended by something like that, it's like, man, fuck
He's got his, you know, his 300 fans up there in Delaware. You know, that's, it doesn't, that's not someone, you know, it's really not a bridge that, you know, you should really worry about. But I'm really surprised that you haven't done the King of Death for Ian Rotten out there in Indiana.
Okay, he's another one where he's asked me several times. The first time he asked me, there was kind of heat with XPW and Messiah. I love Messiah. I always got along with him, but I was working on XPW, and I realized I couldn't do a show with him on the same show. And XPW was always exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I told him, like, you know what? I can't do the show because Messiah's on the show. And then he's like, no, 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 no. And he was like, tell me, no, 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 no. It's like, I won't use him. I want you on the show. I was like, no. I go, I'm the one saying that I can't do it. I go, please use Messiah. I don't want to do it. It's, I go, even talk shit about me. It's no problem. And then he's like, oh, no, 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 I'll use you. I won't use him. And then I'm like, well, okay, whatever. I really don't want that to happen because I don't want him to miss a booking because of me.
Right.
And then next thing I heard, he's just talking shit on me on the show. And I didn't get offended because I just figure, okay, he needs to, you know, she at least told me because, you know, he's the one telling me, no, this. She at least told me, but I didn't take it to heart. Then a few years after that, he asked me to do one of the tournaments. I'm like, okay. He's going through Kevin from, XPW Kevin. I'm like, okay, sure, I'll do it. And he's going to bring me and one of my former students, Andre Lone Star.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just kind of canceled it. And he did that to me about 3 or 4 times, I think. Where he kept telling me he was going to go out and he's like, you know, promote me. And I really just hope fans out there don't think I'm just flaking on shows. Because, you know, he just never brought me out. I was like, there are several times that I would have gone out and I would have done the show, and just he just never followed through with bringing me out.
Well, after the 24th, when Ian sees the DVD of you and Necro, he's going to bring you guys. He's going to bring you in. Because I have the feeling that you're not going to have to call him. He's going to call you and get you in there. Because, to be honest, it's not a King of the Death without you, without Necro. Okay? These are guys that, you know, that built the genre. How can you have a true King of the Death match without, you know, the flag bearer, you know, for that division of XPW? Honestly.
And I've always felt that too, but no one's ever pursued it.
And it's money. It's money. It's money. You will sell DVDs. Jeez.
We have XPW is a company where, like, their DVDs sell everywhere. Still to this day, this is the real reason why we're having the reunion. It's because we're selling so well in Europe. You know what I mean? We're still selling. They're still selling the DVDs. They're getting into it. And people are liking it. And for some, whatever reason it is, I don't know what it is, this whole, this little thing, because I did the XPW, no one wants to use me. But, I mean, they're good matches. I don't want to be cocky or anything, but they're good fucking matches. You know, I could put together good matches with whoever I'm going to work with. But people just tend to, like, okay, we don't want to use them. I have no idea why, you know, but that's just the way it is. And I kind of, over the years, I've gotten used to it.
So, as far as Europe, have you been contacted by any promotions out there, like WXW in Germany?
No.
No? Okay. Because... WXW, they're a lot like IWM Mid-South, where they do the technical stuff, and then they also have, you know, they do some hardcore stuff, and they have some hardcore guys out there that can do it. Which, like I said, after this DVD is released, you never know. You may get a call from Germany. You never know. You know, because honestly, your match is very important as far as the new XPW product, because it is a rebirth. My opinion. It's my opinion. I really think that you guys, it's going to come back. But I think that it's going to get the DVD in a lot of different people's hands, and I think it's very important. And to be honest, I'm proud of you that you got the match signed, and you guys are going to do it. Because, you know, this is... Fuck, I don't know how to put it, but it is, at least for me, it's a hell of a selling point. And, yeah, I mean, it's just something that just had to be done. You know, I'm glad that they finally had the fucking balls to do it and, you know, put it together. And, you know, hopefully you remember the word percentage. Percentage, brother. Percentage. That's today's word, percentage. Okay, well, we're waiting for... Young Chaos to call in. He's fashionably late. So I'm going to give you the office, brother. Actually, you know what? Before we do the plugs, how about a promo so I can send it to Necro?
Oh, to Necro.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you ready?
Sure.
Okay, you hillbilly jackass. You ready to fucking wrestle Supreme? You ready to step into XPW? Are you ready for this? Yeah, you've been doing everything you've been doing. Woo! Yeah, everyone's impressed. But what have you really done? Have you stepped into XPW ring? Yeah, you think, I've done all this deathmatch stuff, but you know what? Have you stepped into an XPW ring? You're about to. And you're about to wrestle XPW's best. King of the Deathmatch, Supreme. And I welcome you. And I welcome you into XPW. But you're going to have to bleed for us. And you're going to have to hurt for us. And you have to go through a lot of pain for XPW. I'm willing to give it to you. But I know you're going to give me some. But hey, let's do it. Let's give the fans what they want. And let's beat the shit out of each other. Is that groovy?
Awesome, brother. Sold. Sold. All right, brother. So if people want to contact you, how would they go about that? Your MySpace is?
MySpace is Lord Supreme 13. I guess
awesome.
That's what it is. What?
Yeah, it sounds about right.
Yeah, I don't know though.
Hey,
know.
Those promoters.
I just look up my site and that's it.
There you go. Those promoters out there, don't be afraid. Book a brother. Book a brother. Thanks again for your time, Holmes. It was definitely my pleasure, and I will be contacting you after the show. We're going to, or not after this show, but after the XPW show, because we're going to do a couple follow-up shows and, get things, pushed and whatnot. But thanks again. A lot of fun stories. I really appreciate you coming on.
Oh, definitely groovy. Thank you for having me. It's always a good time doing your show. Thank you very much.
All right, brother. Take care and have fun and be safe on the 24th.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
See you.
All right, well, that was XPW King of the Death Match. Supreme? Oh, another fun interview. That was tremendous. That was tremendous. Once again, this segment of Rubber Guard Radio is brought to you by our sponsors, WrestleWarehouse.com. You need Lucha Libre masks, DVDs, T-shirts, all that other fun stuff. Check them out and tell Jeff that KZ from Rubber Guard Radio sent you. And the other sponsor would be Fog City Wrestling. If you're up here in Northern California, come on out. They're having their first show in the new building, which would be the Kezar Auditorium, July 5th. And that would be fogcitywrestling.com. And this one's going to be a cheap plug. NewWaveProWrestling.com. Go down and support my boys down there in San Diego. Since we're talking about New Wave, welcome to the show, champ. How's it going, Chaos?
Hey, what's going on, Kid Zombie? How you doing?
Oh, man. Your uncle blew me up, man.
Oh, you know what? I'm pumped. I'm pumped. I want to go to the XPW May 24th just to see that match. I'm ready to see Necro for Supreme.
Man, that's the money match, brother. That's the money match. And I'm not knocking you and Vamp, but to be honest, that's a deathmatch fan's dream. You. And when I first had Supreme on the show months back, I mentioned that's one of the few matches that's left, the few dream matches, and that's gonna be it's gonna be brutal stuff, man. They're gonna kill each other, and then anyway.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be hot. It's gonna be hot, and I know Necro Butcher's gonna bring his A game. Supreme's gonna bring his A game. So definitely. If you're not there May 24th at Dondo Beach XPW, you're gonna be missing out.
Well, if not, you'll definitely have to pick up the DVD at. Oh boy, I'm drawing a blank.
BigVisionEntertainment.com.
BigVisionEntertainment.com. Yeah, that's it. Now, what did you do this past Saturday? I heard that you caused a problem down there in San Diego.
Oh, yeah, I had to go down there and cause a little chaos, so to speak. I see it. I'm still the New Wave Pro Wrestling Heavyweight Champion, and I just didn't feel like there should be a winner, and I was the only winner. I was the only one that came out on top.
Are you going to be ready for that ladder match?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I have the most experience, most experience in pro wrestling between the three guys, and I have the most experience in ladder matches. So you know what? Bar none, I'm taking the belt. I've never lost a ladder match, and I'm going to be the New Wave Pro Heavyweight Champion once again, but I still am in my mind. They just stripped me for it. Unreasonably, I might add.
Unreasonably. Tremendous. So, did you have a good time at the show?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. I love going down to San Diego. I love working with the guys at New Wave. They're a bunch of great guys. A bunch of they're a bunch of young guys, you know, but they're definitely leaving their mark in San Diego, not only just San Diego, but in definitely in indie wrestling in SoCal.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're everybody's working hard to let people know that, you know, SoCal is, it doesn't end at Los Angeles. It goes all the way down to Mexico.
Oh yeah, I mean, yeah, down there they have a great crowd. It's a different type of crowd, I'd say. And just everyone's into it. Everyone's ready to rock and roll, and just the energy is just filled in the arena, and it's beautiful.
Yeah, I was there for the March show. That's where I met you, and it was something different. It felt different than, you know, any other, you know, indie shows. It was just, I can't put my finger on it. Everybody went out, worked hard. There wasn't a bad match the whole night. You know, they go out and you know, they work hard. And, you know, plus, you know, I got to see, you know, a very close friend of mine in the ring there, and he's really turning up his game. And I know he's listening out there. Alex Saint, you, sir, are an asshole, and I hate you. You're doing your job correctly. Sorry,
yeah,
he's
definitely doing good. He's got the Team Saint T-shirts. You know, he's promoting himself out there. So, you know, you definitely gotta let the people know who you are.
Oh yeah. So now you signed on to work the show on the 24th, and did the powers that be ask who you wanted to wrestle, or did they just say, hey, we're gonna give you this guy?
You know, that's pretty much how it went down. They said, you know, we're pretty much going to book you in the match that we think that you pretty much left off, and that was X-Pac. And I was pretty ready and willing to do the match. It's a match I've been looking forward to. But unfortunately, he's not going to be readily available, so, you know, I had to actually make a challenge myself.
Is he still away?
You know, I actually don't know what he's doing. I know he's probably in Mexico right now, probably in Mexico City, rocking AAA, taking care of business, you know.
I haven't seen him at all, AAA TV or any results or anything, so he's under the radar. Plus, to be honest, it's not his show anymore. It's the Teddy Hart and Jack Evans show down there in AAA.
Oh,
those,
yeah.
Those guys are insane.
Oh, yeah.
They're insane. Conan's trying to get Jack to move down to Mexico. And
oh, yeah.
That kid's
That'll
a
work.
Nut. That kid's a nut bar. So you have Vamp.
Yes. Vampiro, the legendary Vampiro of Mexico via Canada. The Canadian luchador. You know? You know, that guy, you know, fuck that guy. That you know, that's what I think. You know, that's why I called him out in the first place, because he's one of those guys in the pro wrestling world that's going to make all these promises. He's going to do this for you. He's going to do that for you, left and right. And you don't have to say anything, really. You know, I don't really care. I don't give a damn one way or another. You know, but don't go ahead and make all these promises that you're going to do this, take me to Japan, in any Japan, big Japan. And then later I find out that he's going to go ahead and hook my WSX partner Aaron Aguilera up. You know, that's all fine and dandy, but, you know, that's bullshit, so fuck that. I call him out just because he's full of shit. That's what he is. Everything he says, he's full of shit. That's the way I see it.
Wow. Those are some heavy words, brother. And I'm pretty sure that you can back him up.
Oh, yeah, I am going to back him up, you know, just like I said, you know, tell him to pack a lunch, tell him to watch his back, but, you know, most importantly, tell him to bring it, because I'm going to stomp a mud hole in his face.
It actually should be a very fun match, as far as, you know, the fans are concerned. I think that it's a good matchup, and it could be the match of the night. quite possibly.
Oh yeah, definitely. We're gonna turn it up a notch. You know, we're gonna bring it back XPW style. So it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be fun for me. I know that.
Well, I'm not worried about you bringing it. I'm not worried at all about you bringing it. It's the other party. You know, is he gonna bring his?
Well, yeah. Will he even show up?
Yeah. Exactly.
It took damn near 3 weeks to answer my challenge. I it might have even been four, but who's counting? You know, so. I'm here all day, all night. You know, all day, all night. I hope he does bring it. You know, I really do. I hope he doesn't phone it in. I hope he doesn't become this telephone tough guy. I hope he brings it to Redondo Beach, XPW, May 24th.
Cell phone tough guy. That's a good one. I'm going to have to put that one in my pocket and save it for later. That was good. That was good stuff. Okay. Now, I mentioned, well, hell, I've been mentioning it for the last four-plus shows. I feel that this is going to be a quarterly deal for as far as XPW is concerned. They're going to judge by DVD sales and then go from there with the Ring of Honor type of business model, shows every 3 months and distribute DVDs and whatnot. Do you think that's a viable plan?
Yeah, I definitely do. Big Vision is pretty smart. You know, they're in the business. They're not in the business for nostalgia. To bring back XPW, they're in the business to sell DVDs. They recognized that when they put out season one, and it sold over 10,000 units. So you know they're just going to go with the formula, put out the rest of the seasons. They're going to go ahead and work with this show, and they're going to put it on Blu-ray. So they're going to put a lot of pump behind it and a lot of work behind it. So if it does do well, yeah, definitely, there is a good chance that we are going to see another show. But you know. There are no promises, you know. So, we're never promised anything. So, you know, you might just want to show up May 24th for Dondo Beach XPW because that might be the last dance.
My personal opinion is that I don't think that they're gonna come back quote unquote full time. They'll do quarterly, and that's fine. 3 months is enough time for you know Supreme to lick his wounds. You know, from each death match, so that way the you know the guys aren't killing each other, and
it
makes
sense.
It definitely is smart.
It makes sense, you know. But only time will tell. We'll see how everything turns out. That's in a perfect world, but you know, in the wrestling business, it's not always a perfect world. I mean, if it was, then WSX would probably be on season 3 right now. So we're just gonna have to. Everyone's just gonna have to work hard. Everyone's gonna have to dig down deep. And just actually, you know, pull this one out, put it together, you know what I mean?
Okay, well, let's...
That's actually what was the greatest thing about XPW, you know? When anyone had a match, not one person was back there focused on their match, you know? If someone missed a spot in the first match, everyone felt that hurt. You know, everyone felt the pain when everyone was chanting, you fucked up, because everyone in the XPW locker room cared so much about the show that it didn't matter if they had a perfect match. The whole show had to go perfect, and that's just how much everyone cared. And it's just, you know, we'll see if the energy and the feelings brought back come May 24th.
Well, hopefully, I really.
Yeah.
As far as hardcore wrestling, there is nothing there. There is nothing there.
No, there
really
isn't, and
out here, just, there's nothing.
Yeah, you know, not only just out here, but I mean, I think Vince McMahon got a lot of people hyped up when he was going to bring back the revival of ECW. I think a lot of people wanted to see the product of Extreme Wrestling. You know, whether it was ECW or whatever it is, just Extreme Wrestling itself, you know, tables, chairs, and done in the right way, you know, not done in a cookie-cutter fashion the way they sometimes do it on TV. And I think he dropped the ball. He steered ECW to what it is now, but it's definitely not the original product. And so I think a lot of people might be looking towards XPW to actually fulfill that void that's there right now for Extreme Wrestling. And I think a lot of people want to see it. I think... it might be making a comeback.
Well, there's definitely a void in the harder edge type of a wrestling out there. Maybe I'm just getting old or feeling nostalgic or whatever, because next month I will be out of Vince's target demographic, 18 to 34. So
oh, wow.
Maybe I'm just being a bitter old man. But the thing
we don't get older, we get wiser, right?
There you go. Well, I get wiser twice a week. After
there you
each
go.
Show, got all these boys, you know, educating. I learn something every show.
And, oh yeah, I bet.
You know, I mean, it's the same as, you know, going out, you know, working shots on the weekends. You know you're going to learn something. You're going to pick something up. So
yeah.
Tell me about your school.
Definitely do. What's that?
Tell me about your school.
Oh, the Santino Brothers Wrestling Academy.
Yeah.
It's actually doing great. I mean, we got our first class started up. We just started up in February of 08 of this year. And we got a core of guys. You know, there's a bunch of good guys out there just training their asses off. And, you know, we're just trying to, when I say we, I mean the trainer Supreme, Angel of XPW, my partner Mongo, myself. There's Gil and Robbie out there. And we're just training the next generation of pro wrestlers.
Wait a minute. Gil.
What's that?
Is it that Gil from the garage?
No, it's not the original
wow.
Gil from the garage.
Oh,
it's DC
like,
Killer. But yeah, you want to bring, yeah, Gil's garage isn't actually around anymore. I remember training there way long, long time ago in the greasiest building I've ever been in. But, you know, there was a wrestling ring and that's all that mattered.
I have a caller on the line. Would you like to take a caller?
Yeah, definitely.
Cool. All righty, caller. Welcome to Rubber Guard Radio.
Hi. Is this, I'm not sure if I could barely hear you guys. I'm not sure if I'm on.
Yeah, you're on, brother.
Ah, how you doing, Chaos? This is SoCal Crazy.
Oh, shit. SoCal Crazy, huh?
That's right. That's
oh,
right.
Okay.
You
want to call in and step on my toes, huh?
Oh, you know what? I'm hearing you saying about how hardcore this and hardcore that. Well, brother, I'm going to tell you something. I hope you're ready, because come next month in that ladder match that we're going to have, it's going to get hardcore, baby. I'm going to bring
you
hardcore.
You know what? We don't even have to wait. We could do it right now. We don't have to wait till next month, because I'm ready to rock and roll twice on Saturday, twice on Sunday. I'm here all day, baby.
Well, you know what? With me, you better be ready with your shoes on, my brother, because it's going to be on. Chaos, you've done so much things to me. It's only made me smarter to your game. And I'll tell you, come the 28th, I'm going to be so ready. So ready, doesn't matter who you bring. It doesn't matter what little tricks you have up your sleeves. I'm going to walk out with that title, and I'm going to tell you.
KZ, he's been telling me this. He's been talking this bullshit since November. I don't even know, since a long time ago last year. And you know what? I don't see any belt around your waist. I don't see any title around on your shoulder. What you got? You got nothing but words, and you know what? You might as well start advertising on the bottom of your boots, because that's the only time that anyone sees anything, when you're laid out on your back staring at the lights, advertising the fact that your ass just got chaostrified.
Oh, chaos. Okay. You know what, though? But the only way that I'm on my back, you can't do it alone. And you've shown that to many people, that you can't put SoCal Crazy on his back alone. You always got to have help. Well, brother, next month I'm going to have a little help to put you on their back. The help that I'm going to have, though, is a 15-foot-high ladder. And, brother, I hope you're ready.
Bring it. Bring all you got. You know what? Bring your little sister. Bring Aunt Thea. You know, bring your grandpa, Abuelita, and Abuelito. Bring the whole family, you know? I got something for every single one of them.
I hope so, because they're all coming, baby. They're all coming, and they're all going to toast my big victory over you, Chaos.
Well, you know
I'm
what?
Ready.
You know
I'm
what?
Ready and waiting. I'm ready
there's,
and waiting.
There's a possibility that you guys could do this before the New Wave show. You could maybe contact Oscar at LLII, and maybe you guys could get it on the 18th. He does have a show. You could do it on Mutual Ground. That's an idea.
You know, that's not a bad idea, you know, but, you know, SoCal Crazy is looking for the title, and he's not going to get it at LL2, although it would be a great show to work at, but, you know, I don't think I need to waste my time on you. I got another villain to look at, and that's Vampiro. And I'm calling that punk out, and he's got nothing to say. You know what I'm saying, Jack? So you're not even on my level, so-called crazy. I wet my boot on you.
You know what? I'm gonna go ahead and let you go. I'm going to let all these sink in. And I'm glad that you underrate me that much, Chaos, because the victory's going to come much, much sweeter when it finally does go down.
I've been in the ring with you singles. I've been in the ring with you in a tag match, you know, all day, every day. 1, 2, 3. Chaos is victorious.
We'll see. We'll see.
All right.
Good to hear you again, brother.
All right, brother.
Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it.
Get in my boots.
I'll see you soon, Chaos.
All right.
Oh, wow. Well, that was fun. Sorry about the Pearl Harbor job, brother, but, you know, I need to draw ratings, too.
All day, every day. I'm ready to rock and roll.
Well, I figured, you know, we may as well. After the shit you pulled this Saturday, you should at least answer for it. But that's cool.
Oh, yeah, you know. I did what I had to do, you know. So we'll see what happens in June.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. Well, we're gonna steer away from XPW for a few minutes.
All right.
We'll focus on my friend's promotion, New Wave. What do you think of the building that they run in, the YMCA there?
You know, I think the building is actually awesome. That's one of the great things about New Wave Pro Wrestling, that when they have so many fans there, I think it was like 200 last time. The energy is just stuck inside that building, and I compared it to like a small ECW arena, you know. That was the feeling of it, and I was actually walking down the halls at the YMCA and just seeing that place in the 1940s packed with sailors for a boxing match. It just looked awesome, and it definitely has a lot of potential, you know. So New Wave has got a lot of potential, you know. They're on the map right now in San Diego, and they're definitely going to be a force to be reckoned with in the professional wrestling industry.
Mm-hmm. It is a beautiful venue. It's nice, but there's one drawback, and it's parking. That's the only issue with the building is parking. But other than that, it's awesome. And I mean, I've been in so many different venues, from nightclub to the Cow Palace to, you know, all kinds of different ones. And this was something different. It didn't feel like a gym, but it was just and the acoustics with the fans, it was just fun stuff. And plus, you know, it helped that it was a good show. So
yeah, definitely.
Now let's do some evaluating of the talent that works for New Wave.
Okay. All right.
I'm not even going to bring up SoCal Crazy, because I know he's an exceptional talent. And I mean, you guys might not see it eye to eye, but you do have to admit, you know, he is a talent. So let's go with a guy that you've had run-ins with before, Baby Slim. What do you think of the big man?
Oh, Big Baby Slim, huh? Well, you know, he's definitely a good talent. He's a San Diego native that's definitely going to work for New Wave Pro Wrestling. And he's got his little niche going on, you know, with his Keep It Gangster. And, you know, he's a great guy. I've known him for a long time, since he was originally in XPW. Back in when he was partners with K. Malik Shabazz, a.k.a. Truth, Ron Killings. Which I'm surprised that they actually didn't make a phone call to Baby Slim for this reunion show. But, you know, they say they're going to have some surprises, so we'll see what happens.
Well, yeah, Baby actually works up here in San Francisco for Fog City.
Oh, yeah, we're for?
Fog City Wrestling. They They've had three shows already. And he's one of the top heels. And that guy's a fucking monster. And he's in great shape. When I first met him, he had that just getting out of the joint type of big. You know what I mean? He's bulky kind of. And now he's getting ripped. And he's looking really, really good.
I remember when he was a fat guy, man. I tell him every time I see him, man, I remember when you were a big fat guy. Now look at him. He's all ripped. Yoked, out of control, ready to rock and roll.
Big Baby Vader. But
Big Daddy Vader, that's right, definitely.
And that, and he's the king of the merchandise. That guy,
yeah.
next to Chris Hero takes the cake. Chris Hero can sell gimmicks to an Eskimo. But Slim, I mean, that Keep It Gangsta stuff, man, that stuff's like hotcakes. You know, he's just...
Yeah, they love it. They love it.
You've
been
money.
Doing it for a while, yeah, you definitely. You got to promote yourself. You got to let people know who you are. You know, you got T-shirts, people are going to wear it. And, you know, people are going to know who you are. And definitely, that's a great gimmick. He's got to Keep It Gangsta, so... If you can look at it one or two ways, as a wrestling shirt or as a non-wrestling shirt, just any everyday person will wear it. So it's a great,
exactly.
He's got a great thing going for him.
Well, I don't know if you've worked with them, but I know you've seen them. Anchors Away.
Oh,
what
Anchors
those
Away.
Guys?
The Navy heroes, huh?
Yes.
Anchors Away. You know what's funny about them? I seen their left forearm, and they got this this tattoo of with their little sailor hat, some little barbed wire, but they got SoCal Crazy's face on them. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, F them, man. They're lining themselves with SoCal Crazy to the point that they want to tattoo themselves. Hey, to each their own.
Have you had a chance to actually sit and watch their shtick, watch them in the ring?
You know what? I have not had the chance to do that yet. You know, from what I hear, what I've heard on Rubber Guard Radio, listening to you, I hear it's great. It's something I got to check out, you know. So I'm definitely looking forward to it. Once I get my hands on something, I'm going to definitely be watching that for their shtick. How's it go?
Oh, the kind of closet, inadvertent homosexual undertones and all that kind of odd stuff, and they work like an 80s tag type style. The show that I was at in March, they took as a team combined all of three bumps.
All they're working like Hogan, huh?
I mean, they just, their shit is so tight. Their stick is so tight, they don't need to bump. And it's completely comedy-based. And they're so close outside of the ring that, you know, they can do anything to each other. Wait, that didn't sound right. But
you know what? That's definitely the thing about professional wrestling. You know, it's not about how great you can wrestle. You know, it's about how you can entertain the fans, and definitely that's what it's all about. There's a lot of great wrestlers out there, but I think that it's really about entertainment. Entertainment, number one, is the key. And, you know, Anchors Away definitely has got that focused in, and, you know, they're zoned in on it, and definitely got something working for them.
Okay, so you work for New Wave, you work for you're not running shows yet for your school, are you?
No, not just as of yet, you know. There's still a bunch of youngsters right now. You know, we just started in February, but definitely be looking out for them. A bunch of great kids, and I'm teaching them everything, you know, not just in and out of the ring, everything from being a pro wrestler to watch out for some of these douchebag promoters that are out there that actually Supreme was talking about a little bit earlier that want to pay you a thortha for your services and send you on your way. You know, I'm all for one, you know, a guy paying their dues in the business, but, you know, paying them a thortha at a point in their wrestling career that, you know, there's a time and a place where, you know, it's time for you to get paid as a professional wrestler and you've paid some dues and, you know, you're going to work your way up through the independents. And that's, you know, that's kind of one of the reasons why I started actually the Santino Brothers Wrestling Academy was to help out in training the next generation of pro wrestlers to teach them, you know, that they don't have to actually take the bullshit deals and let guys take advantage of you, let promoters take advantage of you. And, you know, that's actually one of the main reasons I've turned down a couple of bookings this past April was because of that. You know, if a guy can't give you a guarantee, you know, I can't go to your show, you know, work in your show and just, you know, hope that the gate is good and then you'll take care of me. I mean, that's just not the way I work. You know, I'm a professional wrestler and I just don't work that way. To me, it's very amateurish, you know.
True. Well, I believe that everyone that works, if you take the booking, you should be paid. Everybody should be paid. Now, there are exceptions. I'll use New Wave for an example because I'm going to shoot, to be honest, their shows are mostly what you would consider a student show.
Oh, yeah.
They have
yeah.
students down below. But they all, everybody works for Ring Crew, okay?
Yeah.
They're all there paying their dues, but that's their home company. They're being trained by the guys that run that promotion. Now,
yeah.
if, say, my friend Alex Saint goes out and takes a booking this Saturday, and the promoter feels that since he only has 6 matches under his belt, he doesn't deserve to be paid. That's not right. If you go out there, you show up, you work, you should be paid. I mean,
yeah.
whether it's $20, $100, it's $5, the guy deserves to be paid
oh.
because on the marquee it says Lucha Libre, professional wrestling, professional. And it really bothers me when I hear that guys just don't get paid. And it's like, dude, you know, that's bullshit. You know, they can run the show and the promoter leaves, it goes out and has a steak dinner. That's fucked up. The promoter,
you know, yeah,
says,
a
you
lot
know,
of the problem is guys will book the wrestlers. They'll get a hold of the venue. They'll book the venue sometimes. They'll even be professional and get insurance. But when it comes to the aspect of promoting the shows, they seem to, you know, have their foot up their ass and seem to think that maybe the internet is the only way that they don't have to get off their lazy ass and you know, do some promotions, whether it be flyering, you know. If that's the only way that you can do it, then God damn it, do it, you know, because if it wasn't for flyering, then, you know, XPW probably would have never been. It
there
took that flyer that Dynamite D gave to Rob Black, and, you know, the rest is kind of history, you know. Good, bad, or ugly, you know, XPW's left its mark in the wrestling world, and you know, that's just the sole importance of promoting your wrestling show, promoting your product, you know, just like anything, you know. As long as you promote it, then I believe that they're going to show up, you know. They will show up.
I mean, how hard is it to give a couple young kids comp tickets to go and spread 500 flyers at a college? You know,
yeah.
I mean, you know, you got to look at your demographic. You know, college kids.
Well, you know what? A new one. You know, hey, how about pay someone to flyer your shit? You know, sometimes you got to do that. And I think that's where a lot of these promoters come into. They want to evolve into the new world of professional wrestling, but they're still stuck in this indie carny kind of promoter kind of way, where, you know, they want to use the students to flyer, you know. And I'm all one for that, you know. That's because that's part of paying your dues. But you know what? To rely on that, I think you're a jackass. I think you need to have other promotions, and I, you know, a lot of guys have their guys under control where they are going to flyer, but I think that, you know, you got to take it the extra step, you know, go one up, you know, maybe try to get a commercial, you know, what wrestling needs, especially in Southern California. There's indie wrestling in every major city in the United States, on the East Coast, in Nashville, in the South, but in California, there's no wrestling on TV. I think promoters need to actually look into that. Start getting their product out there. That's what actually made XPW so popular. And I know that, you know, a lot of guys don't have the bankroll to actually do it, but you got to figure out a way, whether it's sponsors or whatnot, and just try to dig down deep. And, you know, because, you know, Vince McMahon isn't the end to be all in the wrestling world. You know, he's done a lot of great things. He's done a lot of, you know, shitty things, but, you know, he's doing something right. And, you know, you got to be able to leave your niche in independent pro wrestling, you know. A lot of companies have done it. Ring of Honor is doing it right now. And, you know, they're standing up and saying, hey, we're not just another indie. You know, we're a force to be reckoned with. And it's possible.
Well, you mentioned that promoters need to promote. And down in the San Diego area, there's LLII, Oscar's company, which is a lucha promotion that runs two shows a month. And they flyer the living shit out of things. They have print ads in newspapers. You know, Oscar knows what he's doing. You know, you need to.
And it shows when you go to his shows at the Palace in, I believe it's in Oceanside, and the houses are packed. You know, it shows. You know, and I think print advertising is a great way to advertise your pro wrestling show, better than a commercial, because a commercial comes and go, but the newspaper is going to be there till up until the day of the show. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And also, by putting on good shows and, you know, paying guys and promoting properly and drawing fans and whatnot, it gives you that juice, gives you, you know, the reputation where you can call Psychosis and call him and have him come up from Mexico to work your show. You know, when these promoters don't understand, if you get a good name and if it's strong and you bring in talent and, you know, an upper-tier type talent and you work well with them, then they'll tell their friends, you know, and then it's okay because you'll be able to bring in bigger names. But then you have, you know, it's like you have to earn your respect. And when you have it, then you're able to go to the next level. That's what a lot of promoters don't do. You know, posting on your MySpace, you got a show, okay, big deal. That's just for the people on your damn friends list. It's not you know, the masses. You know, you got to be out there flyering at the Raw and SmackDown house shows. You got to go to the fan fests. You got to go to, you know, the swap meet and sell your DVDs. You know, promoters nowadays don't really think about that. And a perfect example of what to do is my Hunt promotion up here in San Francisco, Fog City Wrestling. I have to put them over. They're not just my sponsor. They're also friends of mine. And these guys, I mean, they're all over the TV. I mean, they're on fucking morning news shows up here. You know, they're all over the radio. They're all over print ads. And, I mean, there's a reason they get to, you know, bring up Baby Slim, and there's reasons they get to book Rikishi, you know, and there's reasons that they've sold out their first three shows, because they're promoting, they're doing shit right, and I have to applaud you and the New Wave Wrestling Academy as well, because both schools are teaching their students the proper way in this business, the proper way how to run a company, and
it doesn't stop, you know, at training that day, you know, to really train someone about the business, you know, teach them to, you know, what everything's about, you know, how promoters are, what deals to take, what not to take, you know, how to avoid getting heat, you know, just little things like that, you know, and just actually teaching them to become a student of the game of professional wrestling.
Yeah. My regular co-host, Alex Saint, works for New Wave. And, you know, like I said, he has maybe six matches under his belt. But he is more wise, more smart to the business than the majority of workers that I have met that have not been under contract. And it's because he's a student of the game. He watches his tapes. He watches his shit from Japan. He watches his lucha. He watches old stuff. He learns, you know. He's on the New Wave booking committee. Six matches under his belt, and he helps book the fucking product. I mean, that's saying something, you know. And I'm proud of him and Andy and Trevor for breaking him in that way, where they're teaching him the proper way. And it's great because they're not just taking his money, teaching him to take a bump and 3 weeks send him out. No, they're teaching him how to be a professional. And there's not enough of that. And I applaud you for doing that as well. It makes me proud to be a fan, because you guys are carrying on, you know, the way they did it in the 70s, you know, where you'd ride in the car with the old-timers and they teach you the business. You know?
Yeah, and it definitely has to be that way. I mean, like I said before, I mean, there's guys that'll train, you know, learn to do a couple of things, one, two, you know, and promoters will book them because the guy doesn't know any better, and the promoter doesn't have to pay him. And it hurts the rest of the guys that are actually, you know, making a business out of it, you know, making a career out of it.
Okay. Give me just a second. I'm running inside. I don't want to talk. I'll echo. Ooh, it's cold out there.
In the meantime, everyone could check out SantinoBros.net. It's under .net or .com. You know, get the latest what's going on with Chaos, Mongo, you know, the Santino Brothers Wrestling Academy. Check it out.
Tremendous. Tremendous. Okay, I have a caller on the line. Whom am I speaking with?
Hello?
Caller, welcome to Rubber Guard Radio. Whom am I speaking with?
This is Craze.
What's going on, brother?
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing, kid?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Hanging in there, man. When are you going to be working down here again?
Kid Zombie. I was answering as Kid Chaos.
Oh.
Well, it's because you are Kid Chaos. I missed Supreme there earlier.
Oh, yeah. You know, he's ready pumped up. You know, Necro Butcher versus Supreme, May 24th, next BW. You ready to rock and roll. Can't miss out.
Yeah, I'm going to try to make it down there. See all the boys. Nice to see that you're training guys with some psychology these days.
What's that again?
So it's nice to see that you're training the boys to learn psychology.
You know, that's what it's about. You know, it's about telling a story. You know, sometimes, you know, guys can go out there and anyone can go out there and throw a punch. But, you know, I'm working on telling a story. You know, they're definitely going to be tough. They're being trained by, you know, Supreme and myself. They're being trained by alumni students of Slammers, which is really tough wrestling fit. So, you know, it's going to be fun. You know, it's going to be we're documenting it. We're planning on putting out instructional DVDs. So there's a lot we got going on, and it's going to be fun. It's definitely going to be a lot of fun.
Well, nice to hear from you, kid.
I don't know the answer. I guess it would be you, Chaos.
Oh, okay.
I answer too. So, I do have a question here. This is from Jeff Dino, the owner of SoCal Pro Wrestling and my sponsor, WrestleWarehouse.com. It says here, did you think about XPW having a reunion show after you saw that the ECW revival and reunion shows? Did you think that XPW would do a reunion type thing?
You know, I'd have to lie if I said I didn't. I definitely thought that they would. You know, good, bad, or not, I think XPW has the history of following ECW in its footsteps. And, you know, I think it was only time until it actually would actually happen.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. I'm actually surprised it didn't happen sooner, but I don't know. Now, do you happen to know who owns the XPW name? Does Big Vision own it?
Yeah, I believe Big Vision owns the XPW name. They own the entire library.
Everything?
So, yeah, this definitely is not going to be a Rob Black production whatsoever. So, you know, and you know, good, bad, or not, you know, what people will talk about Rob Black, that he is what, you know, defines XPW's brand. In the sense of directing us as to what he wanted. And, you know, we were the players that went out there and actually delivered. You know, we ran with that ball. And so it's going to be, you know, it's going to be real fun to see how it's brought back, you know, because, you know, a lot of people maybe not want to talk about it. But, yeah, Rob Black's not going to be there. There's going to be a couple of guys there. Messiah's not going to be there. So, you know, we'll see what happens come XPW May 24th. We're gonna all bring it hard, and you know, I'm definitely am. I'm looking out for Vampiro.
So, let's talk about your WSX experience. All of what, 4 days was the tapings?
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. No, it was about 10 days, I believe. I think it was total 10. Might have been 7. I'm not sure, but we crammed a lot of gram in that 7 days, man. There's a lot of great wrestling right there on Gower Street in Hollywood at the Venmar Studios, man. 10 a.m. in the morning, man, there was guys lighting it up. You know, we were on schedule, and it was a lot of great wrestling going on there. So it was fun. Definitely a lot of fun.
For those that were just watching it on MTV, you need to go out of your way to get the complete season DVD, because it's got the the WSX extra stuff, and there's all kinds of shit that they film.
Yeah, I mean, it's loaded. It's loaded with a lot of stuff, man. You guys can check it out. I think it's visionentertainment.com, you know, for all your independent wrestling needs. WrestleWarehouse.com, Rubber Guard Radio sponsor, FogCityWrestling.com. You know, you guys got to check them out. New Wave Pro Wrestling. You know, if you're not watching it, man, you're missing out. You're missing out. There's a lot of wrestling. There's a whole new world out there, you know. There's a whole world of independent wrestling out there, you know. Open your eyes.
Well, if it weren't for Japanese indies or lucha, I wouldn't be watching wrestling. I don't watch TNA or WWE. I just can't do it. And I'm tired of having my intelligence insulted, and you know, if I wanted to watch cartoons, I'd turn on Disney Channel. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, definitely. You know, I mean, as a wrestler myself, I think it's important. You know, I think for every wrestler out there, any young wrestler out there, or even any veterans out there, I think it's important to watch the current wrestling that is on TV, just to know what's going on in the wrestling world. You know.
True. Well, let's talk about lucha. See, you've worked for Oscar in Oceanside before. What are your feelings about working for him, and what do you think of his product and the fans?
I've nothing but great experiences working with Oscar. He's been the utmost professional with me. The fans are great. He's always got packed houses. And working there, it's definitely a joy. You know, I look forward to working there every time he calls me up, and you know, it's definitely great. You know, I like stepping into the lucha world. You know, it's total different. You know, there's a lot of different types of fans within the country. You know, in the South, there's different types of fans. You know, then there's the smart marks. But you know, there's nothing like a lucha crowd. You know, it's definitely they're passionate about their wrestling. And I love wrestling in front of a lucha crowd.
Okay, you've spent some time for NGX in Monterrey, Mexico with Supreme. And
yeah.
You guys are the tag champs. Who did you guys beat for the belts? Do you
remember? It was Nightmare, and I forget the other name, but I know one of the guys' name was Nightmare. But yeah, we went down there, came, we saw, we, you know, we kicked ass. Everyone loved us. We ate some tacos, you know, saw some mamacitas. Way better than the Ron Rivera experience at the his little TJ trips. As far as I know, that's all nothing but milk and cookies.
Oh, have you ever gone on a Ron Rivera trip?
Oh man, I've been on a Ron Rivera trip. I'm telling you, man.
I'm the
Rock Superstar Chaos, man. We're rocking and rolling all night long. You know what I mean? You know, whether it's a little smoky smoke, a little drinky drink, you know, a little chemicals. So you know, going to Ron Rivera's TJ show is actually nothing, and I do consider it a milk and cookies trip. Bunch of kids, you know, bunch of kids. They like to, you know, see, remind me of a bunch of high school kids, but you know, I'm pretty sure they have a boatload of legendary stories that, you know, I wasn't a part of, but you know, that was just my experience.
You would think that with the video equipment that AWC has, you would think that Ron would sit down and just turn the damn camera on and do a shoot interview himself. You would think he would, but you know. Us hardcores can dream about that. But that son of a bitch is coming out of retirement.
It looks like it.
He is going to work the XPW show with Super Dragon. Unbelievable.
I hope he's ready to bring his A-game, man, because as far as I know, he hasn't been in the ring in a good while. And, you know,
he's
whoever they put him up against, any XPW alumni wrestler, you know, he just better bring his A-game. They haven't announced anything yet, so we'll see what happens, huh?
Well, let's see. I'm going to pull up the latest press release that I have, courtesy of Dr. Keith Lipinski. Let's see, we have. It's Rev Pro against XPW, a challenge. Okay, it looks like They had Disco Machine, Excalibur, and Super Dragon from Gorilla. Wow, that's going to be interesting to see who's gonna work with who and whatnot. Disco Machine is out of retirement.
Did he even retire? I wasn't aware.
Well,
I didn't get the memo.
I was shocked because he worked the last Fog City show last month up here in San Francisco, and I was shocked. I was like, wait a minute, dude, because he was in the ring before the show, and I was walking through, and I said, hey, whoa, what are you doing here? Aren't you retired? He said, this is wrestling.
wrestling. It's wrestling.
He had a very fun match with New York Knockout Nikki, and that was just good stuff. Have you ever gotten in the ring with Nikki at all?
No, I never had the opportunity to. But you know, I tend to be put in higher elite matches, semi main events. You know, that's just how the mega crossover mainstream media sensation rolls. You know. The triple threat superstar, the man god they call Chaos.
The man god. That's a good one. That's another good one.
It is.
Tremendous. And the other big news, I consider this big news, the gangsters are reuniting. New Jack and Mustafa.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
you know, there's going to be some bloodshed in that match, isn't there? Wouldn't you say?
It's going to be wild.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be wild. But the question is, will Jack and Mustafa be able to get along? That's the question.
That is, you know what? That is the million-dollar question. Will Mustafa be able to get along with New Jack? But you know what? XPW's got the balls to bring him back. And, you know, after a long, long 10 years, people are going to have the opportunity to see the gangsters reunited. You know, I think they're going to tear the West Siders up, you know.
I think so too.
You know, but you
it's
know,
gonna be pretty.
I think they're going to bring. I think the West Siders are going to bring their A game. Big Rod, you know, Chronic. They're going to bring their A game. Chronic's been training like a mad dog, you know. Big Rod coming from Las Vegas, so they're definitely going to bring their A game. You know, they got a big match ahead of them. You know, they got a real big match ahead of them.
And before we get out of here. We're going to talk about my personal favorite character from the XPW run, and I don't think that he's gotten enough credit.
Steve Rosano.
No.
Okay, no. I couldn't believe you had him on your show after what he did to your little brother. I couldn't believe that.
I'm going to see Steve this Saturday, and we're going to squash things and smoke a little something,
that's good.
And all will be good.
Professional. That's how you got to be. You got to be professional. You know,
that's
you
right.
Got to be professional, you know. So we'll see if Messiah shows up at XPW. We'll see what happens.
You never know.
You never know.
My question is, what are your opinions on the work of Pogo the Clown?
Oh, Lord. Big, bad Pogo the Clown. You know, if I were Joey Ryan coming into XPW, for the first time, I'd watch out because it tends to seem that Pogo shows up in moments of a fresh meat, to say, as XPWs, you know, and we might be blessed with a Pogo line, you know. So I think he just better watch out. But you never know. You never know what's gonna happen, you know. Kind of baptize him in a certain sense. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. That stuff was just brilliant. The vignettes with him were just brilliant. I think that's the best work that I don't want to slight anybody, but as far as vignettes and whatnot, that was the best stuff that XPW produced. That was just an awesome character. The John Wayne Gacy stuff was just awesome.
A lot of guys wouldn't have done that gimmick, you know, and Pogo had the balls to do it. And, you know, I think it worked out well.
Well, I, you know, to be honest, I don't think anybody would get in Joe's face and tell him anything. I mean, that Joe's a big motherfucker. He
this
is
big Papa Bear,
human.
Man. He'll jack you up.
That's probably my fondest memories of the XPW TV was just the pogo stuff, and it was just blow me away. Just awesome.
Oh man, I've seen him knock so many guys out, throw so many shoulders out. I mean, the guy, you know what, Pogo, he doesn't get enough credit. I think he gets shit on too much. He doesn't get enough credit, and the man can work, or he could tear your head off, you know. He'll whatever you want. You know, he doesn't get enough credit, so it's a shout-out to Pogo. Pogo Joe, baby. We're watch out. XPW May 24th.
Another NorCal boy.
Yeah, definitely.
Come up here. But we're coming down to our last minute, so I appreciate you coming on the air, brother. It was definitely my pleasure. Like I told Supreme earlier, hopefully I can get you guys on after so we can, you know, discuss the fallout of the show and whatnot. It would be SantinoBros.net. That's for the school. And if anybody would like to book you, how would they be able to go about that?
They could find me on SantinoBrothers.net. They can contact me on my MySpace for those MySpaces out there. MySpace.com/FullContactDojo. You can also check out the wrestling school at the MySpace.com/SB Wrestling Academy. Definitely make it a shout-out to Dynamite D, because if it weren't for him, there wouldn't be the Santino Brothers Wrestling Academy.
Much
so
love,
you definitely
D.
Check that out. Yes, definitely.
He is missed, I'll tell you. All right, brother. Well, it was nice touching base with you.
Definitely. Great for having me on the show.
I must apologize for the no format. I choose to go that way. You know, our format here is two guys sitting on the couch drinking a beer, talking shit. You know, and I dig it better that way. But thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Hopefully, you know, you have a – well, fuck hopefully, man. You're going to tear it down with Vamp. So just
fuck that guy. I mean, you know what? Tell him to bring it because I'm going to bring it. And you know what? I'm going to pull his eye out. You're going to call me the Vampire Slayer as far as I know.
Oh, Chaos the Vampire Slayer. I smell a T-shirt.
Definitely. Check it out, XPW, thexpw.com.
That's right. All right, brother, well, I'm gonna roll out of here. It was nice having you on once again. And be safe.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, brother. Bye-bye.
All right, take care now.
All right,
that was the Rock Superstar, Chaos. Wow, we survived another XPW show. It was fucking tremendous, man. Supreme was good, great. Followed up by his nephew, Chaos. They rocked it. Oh, good stuff. Let's run down the plugs. FogCityWrestling.com. July 5th, their debut show at the Kezar Auditorium, I think it is, or Kezar Pavilion, San Francisco, off of 8. And WrestleWarehouse.com. MySpace.com/RubberGuardRadio, NewWaveProWrestling.com, SoCalProWrestling.com. Did I forget anything? Okay, that'll do it. I'll talk to you guys on Tuesday. Yeah, baby.